You're listening to Bravo Should Be Fun with Liz, Alex, and Micah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Bravo Should Be Fun. I'm one of your hosts, Micah.
I'm Liz.
I'm Alex.
All right. How are we doing tonight, ladies? Liz, how was your day?
Oh, pretty good. I found out I'm going to New York for a work photo shoot in June. So I'm psyched about that because I don't think I've ever been to New York in the summer. I've always doing like
what?
Fall and winter trips. Yeah.
Oh, I love it in the summer. It's so much fun.
I know. Well, I've heard of like, you know, when it gets really swampy in July and August and like the steam grates fly up in your face and all the garbage is outside cooking.
Oh, it doesn't smell good, but it's fun. Right.
In the piss smell.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. But no, that was just like the highlight of my day because it was unexpected. So, you know.
Oh, hell yeah.
While we were doing this, I just texted my darling husband and let him know that I would like to go to New York City June 5th. And he just booked a trip. He's going to see our friend in Brooklyn and do some stuff there. And so he's going to owe me. So I'll see you in June, girl.
Well, now I'm going to come. I'm just inviting my damn self.
No, of course. Of course. No, everyone is invited. Of course.
Alex, how we doing?
I kind of need your guys' opinion because they're like, people think this is like a irrational fear and I think it's a rational fear.
Say irrational again.
I know. I noticed that too. Irrational.
Irrational.
Midwest to me. So if you die wearing an outfit that you don't love, is that your ghost forever outfit?
Oh my God. That's funny.
I think it is.
Is it your what?
Is it how your ghost, how you appear as a ghost, the outfit that you die in?
Don't say that. Now I'm going to be like stressed out about my ghost outfit.
Definitely. I've been so stressed this week thinking because like if I die in something I don't love.
Yeah.
What if I'm stuck in that for eternity now?
Or if you die in pajamas like that you love that are really comfy.
What if they're the ones with the holes?
That's all I wear.
These are like, pajamas. I've literally gone down the rabbit hole with this.
I'm wearing my cute little black kind of satiny ones right now.
I know, you would look adorable.
No, I actually think that it's the outfit that you are buried in. That's how you appear as a ghost.
But what if you're cremated?
Oh, well then
There's so many layers to this, you guys.
You got me. Well,
are you still cremated in an outfit or are they just strip you down naked as a jaybird to go?
They better not burn my best outfit.
I know. I feel like, they cremate you naked would be my guess.
Oh. I'd be so pissed.
Wait, did this come up because of OJ dying?
Oh, God, no. This has been like a few days. Okay. I've been polling people secretly because I don't want anyone to put me on like a 51-50 hold for this.
Well,
I need to slowly figure out if this is rational or not.
It's crazy not to think about it, darling. It doesn't make you crazy to think about it. It's crazy not to think about it.
I want to know if OJ had like a bedside confession of whether he did it or not.
That was my first thought.
He should have left a note.
He totally did it.
I know.
I think the note was the bloody trail that he left behind him as he ran from the scene when he murdered Nicole.
I just read something that like the glove didn't fit because he didn't take some type of medicine during the trial, like his
I could go get one of my gloves right now and pretend like it doesn't
fit. Anti-inflammatory, and that's why the glove didn't fit.
But don't you think you could just fake that a little bit too?
My hand won't fit in there, just stretching it out.
I don't know. We were so young when that happened that all the little nuances were definitely over my head. But like the fact that he also went to jail after that for like a gambling thing was just another like, what the fuck?
And wrote a book. That's so ridiculous. I did it.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, there's that too.
If I did it, here's how I would have done it. Like, oh, okay. So
Micah, it looks like you're playing with like a stuffed lamb.
I know. I'm in my like echoey family room. So I'm just trying to make sure that I'm like,
I know. It just looks like you have echoing. A stuffed lamb with you.
It's a Pottery Barn fur throw.
Ooh, love fur. Those.
Yeah.
Our new sponsor, Pottery Barn.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Oh, yeah, Micah. How are you?
Literally nothing has changed since the last time we spoke. So good, I guess. No news is good news, right?
No. Hold on. Last time we chatted was before the eclipse, and you experienced the full totality eclipse. So you need to tell us, because I realized that full totality versus 99% totality, which St. Louis was in, we weren't in 100.
Yeah.
And it is literally night and day experience.
Well, it was really cool. The temperature dropped.
Yeah.
Like 15 degrees. It got like completely dark out. All of our lamps popped on and stuff. All the, you know.
Oh, wow.
Headlights. People were driving through this. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? But
what a bunch of idiots.
I know. But also the view of the totality wasn't that great because we couldn't see anything because of all the clouds.
Oh.
But we got to see before and after, and it was pretty cool.
So what I remember when in 2017 I was in full totality is when it was like the moon was exactly on the sun during those 4 or so minutes. And like,
right.
You call it like a not a wedding ring, like an angel ring or something. But like, I remember the edge of the sun was like shimmering around the moon. It was crazy. It was really crazy to see. I don't know if that was like an atmospheric thing, but...
No, that's what it's supposed to look like when it's...
Yeah, but you guys couldn't see it as well because of the clouds.
We couldn't see the actual, like, the full coverage at all. We saw it probably 75% of the way there.
Yeah.
And then again on the way out, we saw it again. I mean, it still looks really cool and it got, like, pitch black, but...
Well, so when it happened back in 2017 for me, it was in August and all of, you know, bugs are out, but like the bugs started chirping like crazy when it got dark and like all these the birds and the animals started going crazy too. It was really wild. It was like goosebump inducing for sure.
Oh, I'm sure. That's cool though.
That would freak me out.
Yeah. Wait, did we want to talk about Monica and her pregnancy announcement for her fifth kid? Is that it? Monica from Salt Lake City.
But first, because it's not such a hot topic. I mean, I'm kind of sad that there's not going to be a BravoCon this year. What a bummer.
Right? I feel like I was prepared for that for some reason, because I feel like it is sort of a novelty. I guess they did have it. So it was New York, and then they switched it to Vegas, but it was back to back. I don't know. I heard that like the cost of what it takes to put on those type of productions versus what they charge for tickets, it like wasn't as worth it for Bravo.
Yeah, they probably didn't make much off of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I have no idea the cost of what people paid versus like how much it costs. So can't really speak to that.
I'm sure appearing is like written into all of their contracts. So I don't even.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, but Jenna Lyons didn't go. So I wonder how she escaped that.
I don't know. Because she's Jenna Lyons.
Yeah. Jenna fucking Lyons.
Jenna fucking Lyons. But so Monica Garcia from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is pregnant with her fifth child. Congratulations, Monica. What the fuck were you thinking? Do you have a car? Like, what's happening right now?
Do you have your own lease?
Forgot about that.
Do you have a minivan now? For
I was gonna say she should get a minivan.
Isn't that the sensible choice at this point?
You know, Lexus makes a sweet minivan. It's like the nicest thing I've ever seen in my life, but it's like $180,000. So
what?
Damn. Otherwise, I would totally get it. You can literally like put up a barrier between you and your kids in the back. It's awesome.
Oh my god! Wow, that's
worth it then.
There's like a full screen TV back there. It's so dope.
She should just get a Sprinter van at this point with 5 kids.
Yeah.
You brought a family van.
A little family van.
Yeah, she would agree with you.
It's actually kind of crazy that we're the same age as like Vicky's kid. Like we're the same age as Vicky's son, Michael.
Are we really?
Isn't that wild? I know. So weird. And I guess Monica. I mean, I'm assuming she's like our age also.
I'll never forget this chick, like, rolling up to her son's frat party or college party and, like, doing a kegger.
I know. Yeah, in Colorado.
Yeah, like, doing keg stands and stuff. That I know. Was so
that was epic.
I know.
I would have loved that if my, maybe it would be pretty embarrassing.
So what?
If my mom did that.
You'd have a good story, though.
Yeah.
True. If it's somebody else's mom, that would be so funny, but not, you know, I don't think I would have wanted my mom to come do keg stands at my college party.
Yeah, yeah.
No, thank you.
I think The only other gossip I knew about this week was Lala's having a girl. She did like a gender reveal on Amazon. Apparently Amazon Lives are where people are doing their like Bravo announcements. Like Kyle Richards did some type of Bravo or some type of Amazon Live, gave some information away. I don't even remember what it was.
But why? Are they getting paid to do that? Like make announcements?
Oh, for Amazon Lives. Yeah, they definitely do.
I know they get paid for it, but you think that they're making extra to make an announcement, I mean? Like, that's what I'm wondering.
Oh, probably.
Oh, maybe, yeah. I just don't know. I do actually get notifications for Madison LaCroix's Amazon Lives because she always, you know, is, like, doing her hair, and I just want to see her tricks of the trade.
Oh, nice.
Just because she always has such amazing hair.
I get pages once in a while.
I get pages too. Yeah, I just haven't gotten one recently. So I didn't know if I maybe turned off her notifications possibly.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Should we?
You want to jump right in?
Yeah, Summer House. Summer House.
That was a good one. I liked tonight. It wasn't as fun as it has been, but it's still pretty good.
It was just kind of like one of those Bravo weeks where not, you know, the episode, every show needs to have like kind of a filler episode where it's not the like peak of insanity. It's just, you know, steady Eddie, run of the mill drama.
Well, they picked right back up off where they left off, obviously, from last week. They picked Italian up where they left night. Off is what I'm trying to say. Italian night.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And basically Kyle starts talking like, I don't want to leave this city. And I think it's so, I mean, we've already discussed that to death, but it's so bad that Amanda, just to be able to like tolerate him, needs a place away from him. That's not good.
I know. Yeah.
For a month at a time.
I just wonder if like they were more connected. It feels like this is her yearning for a place where she can escape from him because they're not connecting right now. He's probably going out a lot more than they admit that he is, because that just is like a bad look, obviously, when you're married, coming home at 4 a.m. I feel like she's probably feeling rejected by that, and this would be an escape and like moving towards the life that she wants of like, you know, family in the suburbs. And then once he finally matures, they'll have that set up where he can join her out there. I feel like that's kind of her rationale of like willing the situation to go down the road.
He's not going to mature though. It's not going to happen. He'll get out there and be miserable.
I know. Yeah. Cause he has FOMO. He has like constant FOMO, I think.
You think so? Yeah. That actually makes a lot of sense.
I really do think so.
I thought it was kind of sad that he has to bring, I feel like he almost has to bring up their relationship issues in front of the whole group just to get her to talk about him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because otherwise she just kind of like blows him off.
Or there's just like tension and they're just like both mad at each other and neither one of them are really like, neither one of them are very antagonistic necessarily. They both kind of have that like stiff upper lip type of vibe where like Amanda's not like Lindsay where she's just going to ream into him.
Right.
Unprovoked. She kind of holds it in. They both seem like they hold a lot in, honestly.
Oh, I think Lindsay gets provoked. I just think she's very reactive.
Yeah. And she doesn't hold in her feelings.
Right. She should probably try harder to do that.
Well, she's kind of been on her best behavior in these past couple episodes.
Yeah, she really has. She's been like fun to watch. And I shouldn't say hold back her emotions. Maybe just channel them in a healthier manner.
Lindsay? Yeah.
Not trying to burn down the house.
Yeah,
I could see her setting someone's house on fire, not like metaphorically, like literally.
Left Eye from TLC when she burned down her boyfriend's house.
Yes, Lisa Left Eye Lopez back in Atlanta.
Oh, was it in Atlanta? And then she died like a couple months later. She died in like a four-wheeling accident or maybe like just a car accident.
It was a that plane, was right?
So, yeah, it was a plane. I don't know how she... Or yeah, I think it was a car accident.
It was in like Colombia, the country. I could be totally wrong.
It was definitely out of the U.S.
Okay, yeah.
Both her and Aaliyah were both out of the U.S.
Right.
It right around the same time too, which was really creepy.
Yeah, maybe that's why I thought it was a plane crash. Maybe I just thought they were together.
But she like burned down her boyfriend's Atlanta mansion that had like all of his like Jordans and a ton of like valuable shit, I think.
I mean, respect. Like, I'm not mad at it.
Good for her.
I'm not even mad at it. Good for her, man.
What did he do to make her do that is what I want to know.
Lindsay would have that type of punishment for a guy. I mean, at least Carl didn't cheat on her that we know of, you know.
Right.
Be alive.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it.
Did you guys catch when she was like, his back was to the camera and she was like, is that, and I'm holding CJ, like Carl Jr. or something.
I wanted to die. I wanted to die.
Oh yeah, that was so funny. I was like,
what is going on?
I literally wrote, ew, to Carl's dick being called CJ.
Wait, I just realized now that it's Carl Jr., like the fast food restaurant.
Which would be funnier if he was saying it's Carl's Jr.
Carl's
like
Jr.,
the restaurant.
Yes, exactly. Right.
That would have been funny.
Oh my God.
And both would be accurate too.
Right. Seated. What a terrible nickname.
I know. I have to admit that Jesse Solomon grew on me during this episode.
Really?
And you know what did it for me? It was a side-by-side shot when him and Carl were talking about their like volleyball, whatever team experience being in Junior Olympics or whatever. Yeah. And the jawline on Jesse compared to Carl's lack of a jawline. I was like, oh.
Oh my God. You have a real issue with jawlines. I'm starting to notice
a
trend.
It is a thing.
Wait. Who else did I bring up an issue of?
You brought up Kristen Doty's.
Did I? No, she just tucks her chin in. Like,
she doesn't have a jawline.
This is the second time you've brought up a jawline.
Fine. Today. I stand accused.
I've brought it up too. It's okay.
And then also, no, it's the third time because we also discussed Kyle's jawline.
Kyle's, today. Yeah. Well, that's the first time I noticed it today with Kyle's because I knew you talked about it during the reunion and I didn't notice Kyle Richards. You said she had some type of chin implant or something.
Yeah, to me it looks like an implant, but probably filler.
I mean, that's a thing now. People are getting jaw implants. Like that comedian Matt Rife. Do you guys know about him?
No.
Oh, look him up.
Does he look cute now, though?
Yeah, well, so everyone clowns on him because he is... that's a whole long story there. I'll send you guys a couple subreddits. But he, you know, Tana Mojo, like her podcast partner.
Oh,
dated.
Whoa, this guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me see.
Yes.
Like he is all jaw now.
He was on Wild and Out. Look up a picture of him from Wild and Out where he does not have the jawline.
What's that? I'm more concerned about those cheeks. Like he's got this chiseled face, but big puffy cheeks. It's weird.
Filler.
Yeah.
How can I not get that before?
I think people just get it done so gradually they don't understand how dumb they look.
Because before it didn't look that bad.
I mean, it definitely is a more feminine.
Now he looks like the human Ken doll.
Yeah, or sponge. What's the squid word as a human? You know that?
Oh yeah.
I'll send it to you, Micah.
Serving that.
Yeah, I don't know this one.
Sexy Squidward.
Sexy Squidward, yes. Yes, yes. I was cracking up at Kyle in the Baywatch bathing suit. That just, like, the commitment to his craft.
I mean, that's why I'm so disgusted. He's attractive.
We are going to, like, our friendship is going to end because I love Kyle too much and you hate him too much.
No way. You like arguing with me too much.
I do like to argue. I know. I felt so bad when he started crying at Kalissa.
That broke my heart. Oh, my God. That was so sad. When he looked down so defeated, yeah. I was like, oh, my God. That's so sad.
But in her defense, like, what if she would have backed up all of her photos to, like, Google Photos? And they ask you, like, do you want to remove this for storage? She was like, yes. So then it just, like, all magically is in the cloud now, and he's crying for nothing.
Don't use Google Photos. I way prefer just iPhoto. And then you just get the, like, $2.99 backup. I've never had any problems with it.
I have that, but I haven't connected it right, and so I just pay for Google.
Oh,
photos.
Really? Oh, I see. I hate cross-pollinating Google and Apple products. It's a weird OCD thing with me, even though I have a Gmail account.
No, I feel you. Hey, Gmail is just keeping up to date.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I was going to say, did you guys get anxiety when West and Sierra were texting? And she was like, okay, talk to you tomorrow. And he responds with a capital O and a capital K. And I was like, oh my God, I would be like, no, can we talk now? Is something wrong? What
happened?
Why? Why are you yelling
without an exclamation point?
Yeah, it was just like, okay, like the two letters. And I had so much anxiety.
I've heard that the younger people, I sound so old saying that, but younger people think that okay or K is an acceptable response. It doesn't bother them. And I think that's fine.
I get K from one of my friends often, and it like makes me so irrationally angry.
That's why I always wrote KK, because I don't want y'all to be like.
KK just sounds friendlier.
That I don't understand, though, because nobody talks like that in real life.
I mean, what about the kid from the Sandlot? Yeah, yeah, always said yeah, yeah, twice.
Yeah, but that's not so strange. Like, I don't know. KK, I don't know.
KK.
That would be better saying okay, okay.
I think she was reassured because in the text before, he said, I miss you. So that was reassuring. After that, he could say whatever he wanted.
I don't know. You know? I don't really have a problem with it.
No, I don't either.
It doesn't bother me.
Yeah. And we found out on Watch What Happens Live, like, we still don't know if they're seeing each other now or not. I'm getting the impression that they're not seeing each other anymore. But
I think that they are. She went to visit his family. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. So she came to Missouri, my home state, and went to their family's farm, which I'm assuming is in Columbia, Missouri, like the middle of the state. But we don't know when that happened. I don't know. They're doing a good job of keeping a lid on the answer.
I think that was back when filming wrapped, but also that was like Labor Day.
I know. So. I thought so too. Yeah.
Like right after.
So I don't know. We shall see. They're doing the reunion soon because Andy just posted on Twitter for questions. I just saw that. Yeah.
Ooh, we should submit some.
I should submit my question to Amanda and find out once and for all. Does the mullet bother you? Does it kill some of your attraction to Kyle?
I feel like that's been answered before. I feel like he's definitely asked that in previous reunions.
That's true. She hates it.
Because Andy always, I think, gave him shit for it.
Well, yeah. I can't even go there because we're going to go in circles.
I know. But yeah. We can't go there. It will be podcast ruining. It will be podcast ending controversy.
I don't like when mommy and mommy fight.
Mommy and mommy. It has been looking really raggedy in these past couple episodes. I'll give you that. It needs some work, like touching up, you know, feathering it out a little.
I was going to say, he needs to style it.
I just feel like she married a Ken doll and is now married to a hillbilly. Like, how does that happen?
That's true. Well, it is getting cut at the reunion, so that'll be fun to watch.
Let's blame Winterhouse for this.
Did Winterhouse do it?
I don't know. I feel like that, like them dressing in all those like Montana-ish outfits could have prompted this. So we could just blame that.
I think Danielle, speaking of, I feel like Danielle has gotten a stylist. I thought about that with like her two outfits that I saw. One was when they were out at the bar tonight. Yeah. And then the other one was when she went to Lindsay.
Well, her app that she's been working on is supposed to be like a personal stylist type of app, wherever that is. So maybe.
But how? She has no style. Like, well, she does better. I think she must have gotten one.
Honestly, I didn't mind her looks in, where were they, Telluride? Whatever those, I didn't mind all those cowboy hats and like, you know, long leather jackets. It's a certain specific vibe.
No comment.
Maybe it's like a certain Yellowstone vibe that it is very in right now with like Beyonce. Like, I just know at work we're having to do a like speed to market run on a lot of Western shoes now, you know, Western boots. So it's like people are
Western
reacting.
Shoes are cute.
Yeah.
But those big ass jackets and stuff, they just ain't it. She looks stupid. Oh, you know, why doesn't, you know, so-and-so like me? I don't understand. It's like, I do. I get it. stop dressing that bad.
Well, her behavior didn't help the outfits at all.
If she was fun and flirty, it could have worked.
People put up with a lot more of your shit. People put up with way more of your shit if you look good.
Also, like, Yellowstone's very, you know, people love Yellowstone, so it kind of fits with that vibe. It's like a cultural trend. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I haven't seen it.
Ooh, that made me, that reminded me, Coachella's this weekend. I wonder what we'll be getting from Coachella content from the Bravo Labs. All of the Vanderpumps go.
Yeah, that's a good question.
And I think it's the next two weekends, if I'm not.
Who got custody of it?
I think
did
they both
Tom
go.
Or Ariana? She should get weekend one. He can get weekend two.
All I wanted to see was Lana Del Rey, if I would ever go. I think she's weekend one. She's the headliner, yeah.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Well, I think so. Her and Doja Cat. Oh, and then Gwen Stefani and No Doubt.
Oh, damn.
Or what, another special performance.
That's fun. I would go see Doja Cat. I like Lana Del Rey.
I love her.
No Doubt just seems very...
It's supposed to be, like, nostalgic.
Yeah, and they're good. I mean, I loved No Doubt.
I know. Definitely had their first CD.
I loved Kyle burning his mouth on Paige's pizza that she made.
Relatable.
Like the yells that came out of his mouth were just the best.
I know. That's like a weekend ruiner if you burn the roof of your mouth.
Oh, hell yeah.
I know. Oh, my God. It's so bad.
It's the worst.
How do we feel about it when men... Okay, so Paige asked... You know, how do we feel like when men cross their legs, you know, like that versus like that? I don't like that. I get the ick a little bit.
They have a small winky if they can cross their legs like a lady. That's what I've heard.
Maybe not winky, but like they have little bitty baby balls.
Yeah, like it's a small situation.
I don't understand the mechanics.
Okay, well, also, have you seen the, like, you can get the ick of if they look at their nails like this or like this?
Well, how are they supposed to look at their nails?
Like, this is, like, the acceptable manly man way.
Like that?
Like this. As opposed to, like, looking out. Yeah.
If Ross held his hand palm out up.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Any listeners don't know, yeah, engagement ring look. Like you're holding your hand up in the air, palm out, admiring
and
your
also
nails.
To our listeners, these are all just, you know, society's.
These are society's rules, not ours.
I know. You can do it however you want. I mean, Paige brought this up. Blame her.
But it is something that I always wonder when I look at men.
What do you wonder about?
Oh, no, I do. I look at men when, like, you're in a business meeting or, like, whatever. When you meet a man and they cross, I look at how they cross their legs.
I mean, I'm not usually in meetings like that, so I don't know.
Well, no, but, like, even just, like, you go to lunch.
I would
notice. Like, yeah, like, I look at that.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, I guess so. Everything's on Zoom these days, and it's like we have so many women that I work with.
But if you showed up to a date and the guy was like, hi, nice to meet you, and then just like crossed his legs, would you notice or no?
Yeah, I would.
Probably.
I don't know. It depends on the guy, I think.
Yeah, I know. It's like, is this like Jason Momoa? Like if he crosses his legs, you know, the effeminate way.
I would love to see that.
I could overlook it.
But if it's Tom Sandoval, I can't, you know?
Rake it over the coals. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what else gave me the ick? Was Amanda chugging that ranch dressing. Like, I wanted to vomit.
I need so to call gross. My therapist.
And like,
the woman
Hidden
is
Valley
unwell.
Isn't that good to chug. You know, everyone obsesses over Hidden Valley. It is not that great.
It's ranch dressing.
It's ranch.
Any salad dressing, I don't think would be a good idea.
Is this a regional thing of like pizza with ranch?
Yeah, I think so. Not in the Buffalo region. I'll tell you that much. I don't even want. Well, blue cheese.
Buffalo sauce on pizza is good.
Oh, hell yeah. But you got to dip it in the blue cheese.
Oh.
No ranch in this household. No, thank you.
Okay. What gave me the ick was Lindsay's savage answer to Carl. Well, it didn't really give me the ick. I will say it was pretty entertaining. Because I'm kind of like still down on Carl for making Kyle the flower boy. But given that, what does she say? 2.5 out of 10 for his skills, like in front of his friends, in front of national TV.
Well, and then letting everybody know that he doesn't like, he didn't finish. That's too much information. That's too much information.
Yeah. Yeah.
Literally, a celibate person has a better sex life than her.
Yeah.
I cannot with it. Like, oh my God, her just going into details, like, I don't need this. I really don't need this. And then I'm stressing that they're still engaged while this convo is going on. And I'm like, I could not marry
that's
somebody.
That's such a violation of like an engaged couple. And she is like talking shit on him.
Right. Like, basically, like, yeah, his thing ain't working today.
I mean, especially like it's one thing if he didn't get off, like, but if he didn't make sure that she got off, you know?
Right. At least finish things off after.
Yeah. Let someone finish.
And then her being like, his thing he wants to do the least is disappoint me. Like, fuck off, lady.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Like, sure.
No, that's actually true, though. Like, with men, they don't. Like, they're very sensitive, but they can't express it. So, like, usually their emotions come out angry. I could be wrong, and this is not speak for all men, but this is just how I personally feel and, like, sort of what I've noticed through, like, you know, an oops marriage and whatnot. But I just feel like they really don't want to disappoint you, and they just can't handle that. I don't even know how to explain it. It's, like, they're much more sensitive to criticism. I feel like women get criticized all day, every day.
Yep.
Men, not as much. So they really do just kind of want to be like a hero.
Fragile ego. It's their egos are just too fragile.
It's so true. But it is what it is. And it's just so funny because they think that we're like the hysterical, emotional sex, but really.
Right.
We have just a broad range. We just don't.
We withstand a lot of criticism, like all day, every day.
From everyone.
I mean, it's that whole Barbie speech.
Right. And I think because we can do that, we don't automatically assume that if somebody has something to say, like a, you know, helpful critique, it's not going to be like, oh my God, I'm disappointing you. You know, you're so let down by me. It's just like, okay, got it.
I'd be happy for the critique.
I know. Well, depends on what it is.
Depends on delivery.
Yeah, I was like, depends on delivery. Yeah.
And depends on who is saying it. So, you know, some criticism I don't accept from certain people.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and then being like, oh my God, Cocaine Carl, and oh my gosh, you're like, you know, your just bad personality comes back out and stuff. That really, like, if men don't feel like they're making you happy, like, what purpose do they serve? Like, they really don't want to let you down. Most of them, unless it's a dickhead.
Yeah.
It's my type.
So complex. It was a weird like dynamic of like who decided to stay in and who decided to go out. You know, I'm shocked Lindsay didn't want to go out.
I thought that was a little confusing as well. And I feel like she didn't get lit this weekend. I think Carl kind of gave her a talking to.
I guess, but like keep the cameras around for that. We want to see her, you know, grow.
Yeah. Seriously, I don't know. I mean, that's just like a bold assumption. I have no idea why she didn't go.
It was just an interesting combo of people. And then we see Jesse hook up. That was interesting.
Oh my God.
Okay. So that girl's hair was not messed up enough when she left for them to have actually like.
Did the deed.
Oh, you think? Wasn't it just in a braid or something?
Yeah, but like your hair would still like.
Didn't you hear what he said? He said you're really good at that. So
that's how, like, he actually like got the whole way around the stadium.
There was no home run.
Wait, what is that base considered if it's a BJ?
That's like third, isn't it? Yeah.
Is
boobs
it?
Is okay. Second. And then kissing is like one.
Oh my God. I thought French kissing was first base.
Yeah.
Oh,
French kissing is first base. There's got to be like some tongue, right?
I can't believe I haven't discussed this, these assignments in like probably 20 plus years.
Yeah, I would say it's probably been like 25 years.
I just knew the three Fs as the bases.
First.
French.
Oh, French.
Feel. Finger. Fuck.
But that's wrong. That's wrong.
I've never heard those.
I feel like second base is just hand stuff in general.
Oh, I said like it was boobs.
Body. Wait, heavy petting? Do you guys know that term? Heavy petting?
I think it's like heavy petting. And then to me, I feel like mouth contact yeah. on your nether regions has got to be like third base, right?
Why have I never thought about this? Oh my God. Wait, we need to have another x-rated
what did you do in high school? This.
I know. Did you even go to school, dude? Come on.
This is like all we debated.
We debated the bases. I was on the debate team. No, I wasn't. I was really scared of like public speaking.
I feel like you and I would have killed on the debate team though. I was probably afraid of public speaking.
I'm not a good debater. I see everyone's side.
Yeah, but y'all are debating each other.
We debate each other literally at least once a day.
It's because this feels like a safe space.
It is a safe space. Like, I ain't going to get mad about it.
Right, right. Well, wait, no. We were debating the shape of Michelle Lolly's head. I think that's her last name, from the Valley. She's got
her head is rectangular.
And I was like, it's oval.
She had her mouth open. That's going to make more of an oval.
True. That is true. I'll give you that. 1 point in your column.
Thanks.
Yay. You're the moderator, Alex.
We need the internet to cut. We need to date this to AI because I can't judge shapes.
Oh yeah, good call. Also, so Kyle and Amanda like just start fighting again because he came home or he got in bed at 4 a.m.
What
so
was he's he like doing? Not
helping his case at all. He was like falling asleep eating, like he was eating candy.
That's pathetic.
He fell asleep at the table.
Staying up all night dancing alone at the table, like wasted. Like this is, it's funny when you're in your 20s. It's a little funny in your early 30s, but now it's like pathetic.
He literally looks like my ex.
Oh, really? Your ex did that?
My ex did that, but he would play like, do you remember that stupid game Rock Band?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He would, like, get drunk and play Rock Band by himself and then wonder why I was watching TV upstairs.
Oh, my God.
No, thank you. Next.
Right? Yeah.
That's an ick of mine. Playing Rock Band at 4 a.m.
And then, yeah, stumbling in, waking Amanda up. And then she's like, what the fuck? Like, she just got mad at you about this. Like,
I know.
And how does he not like have a consistent hangover all day every day? Like, I'm not understanding. He must have a magical liver.
I think he, it's a combo of that, he's a WASP, I believe, which, and they have pretty good, you know, liver system.
Says who?
I don't know. I'm joking. I feel like he probably just doesn't, I don't know, he always goes running whenever he's hungover, which I can't imagine
who
a world in which
that?
I would ever go running after being hungover. That's just like an automatic vomit.
You know what does work, though? It's kind of miserable while you're doing it, but it's so much better after. It's like sitting in the sauna and sweating it out while you like chug water. Yeah,
no, hot shower because it comes out of your pores.
Oh, damn. I haven't been that hungover in a really long time, thank God.
I know, yeah. Definitely, it's been a while. Well, wait, you guys.
I'm like, my
wait,
was
yeah,
like,
no, I just yeah, wanted to say. You guys were both super hungover on Saturday, right?
Yeah, but I wasn't like, I don't know. I didn't feel the need to like go to a sauna, you know?
That was so okay. Funny. Just a little tired. Thinking about that. Like, I was like, wait, nuh-uh.
A little brain fog and a little.
It's been like 7 days. That's forever.
Yeah, exactly, Liz. Been like that's like years in Micah land.
Know,
I've been right? Dabbling in sobriety, just like Schwartz.
You're sober curious.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a whole week.
Did you guys like Lindsay's wedding dress?
No,
tried on.
I was indifferent. I thought that she looked great in it, but I wasn't like particularly in love with that dress.
What was the chintzy bedazzled bow
was,
she had in the middle
had
of her
chintzy-
stomach?
It like chintzy glitter. Like I kind of did like the like illusion bodice type of idea, but the back was bad because it was like the nude corset with like gross nude mesh. And then it was like continuing of the white as like a lower back. So that part I didn't like at all, but I guess that was like her final.
Yeah. I didn't like that part either. Usually you can switch that out though.
Oh, I don't know.
Like with my dress, I had to get like the lightest color they offer because I'm so white. Like the nude would have looked ridiculous on me.
Oh, and that you think they would remove the nude part?
And they can switch it. Like you can choose the color like illusion netting that you want.
Got it. It was just very like obvious boning in the back, and it like took away from like how it was supposed to be an illusion of like a really deep like lower back wedding dress, you know.
I'm not a big sparkles on a dress either. What do you guys think about that? Like, I go for a classic.
I definitely am not a sparkle girl either. It goes cheap really quickly.
I always thought I would be, but mine had like a little tiny bell with like a little flower type of thing with like three jewels, and that was it. Like, I wasn't, it's too much. You look like, what's that one show? Like that My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding.
Yeah. It's not. I just like classic.
It can serve that.
It's given Jersey.
Very Jersey. But it is in right now.
Teresa, is it in right now?
Yeah. I see it a lot, like on Instagram and stuff. Yeah. But I don't know. I'm not a big lace fan on wedding dresses, and I'm not a big glitter fan, and that had both. But I think you have to be like real thin to pull that off. And even still, I think the glitter makes it look cheaper.
I know. It's crazy because she looks so much thinner in her confessional looks, because we know that they're like after the fact.
She looked great in this confessional, in this episode. She looks so good.
Yeah, there was something different about her hair and makeup, I noticed.
Yeah, she looked way better.
It was like her haircut also.
Oh, yeah, it was shorter.
Yeah, and then just her saying... It was like kind of like a curved under, like curled under.
Kind of like a bobbish.
I
don't remember.
I should have taken a picture.
I don't like it when she has that wavy look. I don't think it looks that great on her.
Oh, I hate it. Yeah. It's so overdone too. And it looks like crunchy. Yeah.
I've always liked her with shorter hair.
Oh yeah. Remember she, like her first season, she had super short hair. It was almost like.
It was real short.
Not pixie. She's actually had short hair, I feel like, for most of the years.
I think so.
But then her saying she had imposter syndrome. Like marrying her best friend.
Oh, she did? I didn't catch that.
And I couldn't tell. Yeah, it was like the very last clip. I couldn't tell if it was like her talking. We know the confessional. It was a confessional moment. We know that those are like, it was really good acting if it was done after she knew the wedding was called off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You guys should go rewatch it. Because it was like, she was kind of like, tearing up about it, whereas you can tell in some of her confessionals where she is like a bite to her, where she's like fuck you Carl, because it's been called off
maybe already. That's why she looks so much skinnier, because she lost weight after like the breakup. What did you guys
She said she couldn't like eat.
It is so hard to eat when you're sad, I feel like. What did you guys think about the marriage coach counseling?
I kind of tuned that out. So you guys will have to fill that in for me.
All the same stuff. I did like how the counselor said, like, hey, stop being passive aggressive in your responses, you know, and Amanda, like, you know, Kyle, don't expect so much from Amanda or whatever. I don't know. I thought it was probably good. Although he did say afterwards that they're still working on it. So they just need to get a divorce. It's not going to work out.
He also, in Watch What Happens Live, he, like, Andy was asking, like, are you guys in a better place? And he was, like, having trouble answering.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was talking about. Yeah. Yeah, we're working on it. Like, he didn't say yes or no. He just.
Right. He was just kind of, like, stumbling along.
Just tried to, like, omit the question.
It's, like, sad because they're both, like, so crazy attractive that I feel like they would be fine just cutting their losses and moving on to like someone that fits them better. I don't know.
Like, he's not going to mature and grow up. He doesn't really want to stop drinking and dancing around at 4 a.m.
She wants him to change for sure.
He doesn't want to move to the country. She does. Like, they're just very incompatible, and that's okay. But like,
they grew in different directions.
Well, like, Amanda's wasting her youth on him. Like, I don't think Kyle ever really needs like kids or whatever, but if she actually wants them.
I know. I could see him not having kids.
I can't picture him with a child.
I can, but it's just, that doesn't mean he needs to be a full-time dad. He'd be like a cool Uncle Kyle.
Anything more on Summer House? Oh, the mid-season trailer. We didn't get enough of like the I mean, I guess the last scene was like Kyle asking Carl, do you want to be married to Lindsay? And it looks like Carl's just like, he's like very faintly shaking his head.
Yeah, that was, so that was like, oh my God.
And then also Danielle saying to Paige, like, you're giving him nothing.
Yeah.
About Paige and Craig.
That was interesting.
Danielle has no business commenting on a happy couple's relationship, frankly. Like, is she really the one you want to get advice from? Probably not.
I know. It was very sassy coming
from
her.
What does she care? Like, why does she feel entitled to say, like, oh, you need to do more for Craig? She doesn't know anything. Nobody knows their private life. And they seem so happy. Like, they're so cute to me.
I know. I really do feel like they have an extremely compatible relationship. I mean, I feel like they protect it very well. Like, they don't let people know about cracks in their relationship. I mean, aside from the whole like debate of where are we gonna move? Oh my God.
Yeah, but they're respectful about it, you know, probably. I mean, I believe it, or else they'd probably be living together right now. But I just feel like you can just tell he's like so crazy about her, and it's really sweet to watch. And she likes him too. I just think that that's so nice. And they're like respectful towards each other. And you can tell, like, Paige is a smart girl. You can just tell that about her. Like, she's pretty emotionally intelligent anyway. And like,
yeah, not taking money from him for her apartment.
Yeah. The way Craig has changed, or like, I think maybe it just helps when you like find the right person too. But like,
yeah, he changed in the right direction. I mean, going to, you know, getting obliterated at Winter House and stomping on like the glass of a dining room table. I mean, the fact that he made an active change, like not drink hard liquor or wine, I think it was. Just drinks beer, I think. That was a change in the positive direction. It just doesn't seem like she wants to settle down, like, is just from the vibes that I'm seeing.
I think she does want to. I just feel like she doesn't want to leave New York behind and be dependent on a man in a new city with no friends. Like, that I understand completely.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, let's move on.
All right. VPR? VPR.
Pens and batteries. Rude awakening and batteries. Yeah.
Jeez.
Give me a fucking break. Like, I don't want to shop for pens and batteries either. So if Ross is volunteering, I'm not going to. Why would I change that?
And also, guess what? Amazon? Deliver those.
She's gonna say there's freaking Amazon,
right?
She has a trash bag sponsorship. I'm pretty sure they give her like a lifetime supply of trash bags.
Okay, she has an Energizer one too. I think batteries, Duracell or Energizer or something. It was so funny.
They're probably shipping her ass batteries too,
right? She probably has a warehouse full of them.
She just today got a, what's it called? Not sponsorship. She got a brand deal with DSW.
Oh, that is exciting. Good for her, man.
Her boots were made for walking.
I really think Sheena and Lala need to shut the fuck up about telling Ariana what to do in this situation. Like, yes. It's expensive. We've already gone through this, so I don't want to like beat a dead horse, but like,
right.
Shut up. Leave her alone. Like, she's allowed to be pissed off. I'd be freaking furious. I think she's handling it really well.
And it still is only a couple of months in reality.
Exactly. Like, considering that, I would be losing my shit. So I think she's handling it pretty well.
And just the fact that he has had no consequences, really.
And he doesn't care.
And he's not even sorry. He dressed up as his mistress for Halloween in front of his girlfriend, and he is not remorseful.
I wonder, like, how is Ariana cool with that? I remember seeing that and being like,
I know. Yeah. That was when things were weird and people were just like,
they're all best friends.
That was when Raquel wore the Tom Tom sweatshirt to BravoCon 2022, and Katie was like thinking that she was trying to get her hooks into Tom Schwartz and made this Instagram post of like,
Raquel thought she was such hot shit during that period of time. It was like really annoying to watch.
Yeah. Well, because Sandoval was like hyping her up and obviously, I guess, sleeping with her.
Yeah, I guess if you're going to let a delusional man.
I just think Ariana was very checked out in the relationship for so long that it was sort of like, I feel like he felt like he could push any boundary.
Yeah.
not an unspoken, like, open relationship, but it was just sort of like, if she didn't have any desire for him, I don't know. I just get the vibe that they, like, didn't, it was like a don't ask, not don't ask, don't tell, but like, they didn't want to talk about the relationship issues and like the elephant in the room.
But also, I mean, if somebody is lying to you all the time saying, oh, I love you, I support you, blah, 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 like, why are you supposed to think any differently, you know?
But I don't know, like, were they like that, like verbally lovey-dovey to each other every day? I didn't get the vibe that they were, but I also don't know.
Dumpling latte bullshit. And then, like, Ariana rocking out at his concert, like, she was, like, fangirling real hard.
True. Yeah, that is true. That was support. Yeah.
So she may not be, like, touchy-feely all the time, but.
Yeah. The chapter's over. I mean, this was kind of the first time we really see her, like,
breakdown, yeah,
bawling about it. Yeah. And also the fact of, like, her feeling thrown away, I feel like, is such a real reaction.
And that's, yeah. Yeah, that, like, part bugs the shit out of me, too, with everyone coming at her. Like, you need to be civil. You need to do this or that. No, no. It's easier to be angry than it is to be broken. Like, let her rage. We don't need her to fall into, like, a deep depression. Just let her be mad.
The disrespect that was shown to her.
And they technically had, like, a common law marriage. They were together and living together for so long. It's basically,
I don't even know what the terms, like, is that a thing in California, common law marriage? I feel like it could be.
It is in some states, probably not California, because it's pretty liberal, but.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, true.
I feel like in the less liberal states, that's a thing for some reason.
And it doesn't even have to be, like, 10 years together. It depends on, like, the state. But still, like, some people would recognize that as it. So why do they think she needs to be over this within 5 minutes?
Right. And move. Right, exactly. Why does Tom get to stay and Ariana has to just move out of her home? Why does Ariana have to be the one in charge of keeping the peace? Like, that's just not fair. She's the one who got fucked over.
Right. It's like in a divorce, you have most times you have to sell the house.
Yeah. Or the other person buys you out.
I thought that the big reason why they both stuck around is that they didn't want to be seen as abandoning their property. I thought that was like a thing in California.
I don't know.
That could be
I don't know. That's, I don't know if that, that's certainly not a thing in New York. People think it is. It's like a kind of a, like a rumor going around. And I'm sure it is in some states, but. No, I mean, she would have to go out and find a place. It's like she said, for the dogs or for her dog and for this, for that, everything, you know, it's not that easy to just find a place to rent that you can actually afford with a big old yard and this and that.
I just want to make this statement again of, like, I feel like she really missed an opportunity to, like, sow her wild oats by getting into a relationship again. Like, she was in a relationship for 10 years.
Have some fun with everyone.
And, like, also, like, the guy's not even on the same coast as you. Is he that good of a lay? Or, like,
his bi-coastal, you know, dick.
Bi-coastal dick.
I don't think that's it. Something tells me that ain't it. But he's a rebound.
I guess that is all that is. I'm sure he's a great. Sure, he's a nice guy, but yeah, totally a rebound. But it just, like, it makes me, I feel like she's a really smart girl, but I feel like there's a part of her emotional intelligence that isn't connected enough with herself to know of, like, this is a rebound that is just, like, covering up a bullet hole with a Band-Aid. And these problems are going to arise again of the, like, abandonment, being thrown away by Tom, you know, these are, like, issues that you have to confront.
Exactly. Like, why not just be single for a while and, like, reflect, figure out what led you to where you are and, like, what happened.
There were so many friends who came to help her stay with her, you know, just knowing that she is, you know, a more sensitive person that I think she leads on.
There's so many people like that. Like, they could just literally fall for anybody. It's so bizarre to me. Like, they'll just date anybody who asks and then just keep going. Like, it doesn't even matter whether they're, like, a good quality guy or not. They just cannot be single. It's bizarre.
I know. Yeah. It's like a compulsion.
It sounds like Kristen Doty.
Yeah, it is like Kristen Doty too. She does that too.
Yeah, she was with Carter for so many years. She has a very wide array of tastes, just physically, from what we've seen. Like, I don't see a consistent thread through any of those guys.
She'll date anybody and fall in love with them because she can't be single.
I could not, like, if you paid me to pick a match for who Kristen Doty wanted to have a baby with, like, Luke would literally be the last person in that lineup. He's like 32. Did you realize that? He's like 8 years younger.
That's 2 high school diplomas.
Well, she also dated James.
She could have done high school twice.
James is significantly younger too, though.
That's true. I forgot about it. I always forget about him. That adds more to my theory of, like, there's no consistent through line through all the people she's dated. Yeah,
mine too. She'll date anybody and fall in love, and she does not discriminate. Like, she broke up with that guy so many times till he kicked her out, you know, that guy Alex. So it's just, she just, like, won't.
Well, but that was because she had to sell her house, which, you know, whatever. You do what you have to do.
Yeah, but she doesn't need to bang him for that.
No, I know.
it comes out of the closing check. Yeah. So it's not like, yeah, you know, that would really change anything.
Right. The only things I wrote for Vanderpump, the 3 lines I wrote for notes, Ariana crying, Schwartz and Tori and Katie.
Is that not the most white trash thing?
It is. And all I can think of is, like, the swingers couple trying to, like, seduce a young maiden into their, like, cobweb. Oh, crap.
I still have to listen to that. That's so funny.
Oh, yeah. Crappin's boy always do it right.
Like, and this Tori person, is she really, like, that quality of an individual?
She's like 18 or something. Like, 21.
She's 24. Yeah, 23, 24. Like,
a lot of people think that the producers were like, okay, nothing, not a ton is happening in the season. Bring in Tori, bring in Joe, you know? Yeah,
and then the girl from the Singles Mingle, the makeout girl that made out with Schwartz, yeah, she felt gross. Like a plant too. Like, with it was just both of those. Yeah.
I mean, everyone knows when, like, they're filming at an event, I would think, you know?
I thought it was, yeah, weird. These chicks, like, openly flirt with Schwartz and Sandoval. I probably would too.
Although, well played on Joe that she bleached his hair before it. Only thing I will give her respect for. You purposely made him look like shit.
As 3 blondes, were you guys as horrified of the lack of purple toner in his hair?
It was not great.
Like, that's a blonde's worst nightmare, to have orange yellow hair.
But she did fix. She did purple after. It was really bad when she did the thing, but then she did tone it. It was better after.
Yeah. I've never seen, like, I've never had my hair bleached that way where she does it. Because I always do it with foil, so I don't see the product on it.
I like highlights.
Really? But, like, also the bleach, I never smelled the bleach on me. I don't know. Maybe
I'm. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. My hair was, like, I literally fried my hair off. From, like, I had a friend that put bleach on bleach, and it was, like, my hair was white.
Oh my God, yeah.
Like, yeah, that's how we would do, like, my root touch up was just putting, like, the straight bleach on my roots. Yeah.
Alex, stop doing that.
I mean, it's been, like, a while.
You guys, I'm in my virgin blonde hair right now. I'm not processing it for, like, and I'm going to get it cut kind of, like, short. So I'm going to have old money blonde.
I love that.
I like this. I like this idea.
Oh, no. My hair is, like, bronze. It's actually, like, Lala color. It's not mousy brown. I'm not getting it dyed.
That's how, like, mine is.
Mine's mousy brown.
It's so refreshing to, like, not be beholden to the schedule of blonde, you know?
Yeah, that must be nice. I'll never change. Nope.
Hell no. I don't want to see any gray hair.
Don't mention them. They won't pop up.
That's it. If you keep your hair light, you won't know.
Yeah, true. I haven't spotted one before. Fingers crossed.
That was a dream. That was a different timeline. You jump timelines. We're in a different one now. That doesn't exist.
I think that they pop up on brunettes a lot faster. I'm being honest. Because I think my little sister has found some gray hairs.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It just blends into blonde better. I have no idea. I know.
Yeah. Well, it's a different texture too, right? I feel like we shouldn't acknowledge gray hairs.
No, one woman called them Sparkle to me one time, and I was like, that's actually really cute.
Sparkle. That's a nice putting lipstick on a pig type for sure, description.
Dude. I actually felt really bad for Joe because I appreciated that she was like honest, and then, you know, Schwartz is being an asshole to her. Like,
Schwartz is such a little fucker.
Yeah, she's weird, but like he is too. I think she's got like ADHD and it's
they
cute.
Would be a great couple. I feel like what is it that he put her in the friend zone or something? Or he just like, he just was like, he just wants to fuck around, I guess.
Yes, he wants to see if he can do better.
He's got a little girlfriend.
Yeah, a 23-year-old.
Yeah.
Or something.
Right. It just sucks. Like, he honestly probably just thinks, like, Joe isn't hot enough or something. But they, personality-wise, they are, like, I could see them, like, growing old together. They are, like, the same person.
And she actually really likes him. You know, Katie never really was satisfied with him, and that's fine. They were very incompatible. But, like, she did the smart thing and walked away. Whereas Joe actually seems to appreciate him for who he is, and nobody else does.
Katie likes when Tom is trying to win her over.
You think so?
Well, when he saw the weird way he reacted when, like, Katie slept with Max. Like, Katie likes when Tom is, like, bothered of, like, not...
Probably. It probably does, like, make her a little happy inside.
It's like a cuck type of situation. I don't know.
Well, he likes her more. Yeah, exactly. That, you know, yeah. He's nicer to her now than he ever was.
Right. He's just fucked in the head. I mean, we can tell that.
Yeah, you know, big time.
Something's not right. What else happened here? Oh, Lala at the sperm bank. That guy. Okay. Some people were thinking that guy was the one giving the sperm, but no, that was just the guy at
the worker.
Sperm. Right. Yeah. The sperm worker.
He's the sperm man.
But not the man.
But not, like, the not man. The
yeah.
Man.
Lala would not pick that guy.
He's the plug.
Unless he was super rich and gave her a Range Rover. She doesn't want him.
He's the plug and he's dealing sperm.
Hey, how about that Tory girl thinking that she didn't know that video cameras existed when Bob Ross was alive?
Okay. I felt the exact same way that Katie looked at her. And, like, that was the ick that I got. Like, I thought Tory was kind of cute before that. And I was like, girl, bye.
No, that was a get up and leave annoying. Moment.
Something's not right.
Yeah, so annoying.
If you're going, like, to date a guy and his ex-wife, like, one night and the other the next night, something's not right. So I had the ick for her because of that, but, like, the videotape thing did not help her case at all.
And I don't think Katie wants to, like, Katie didn't want to deal with a man who didn't know what was it, Penne was?
Yeah. So,
I mean, I don't think this is a match.
Right.
Although I'd love to see Katie with a woman. I feel like
I don't want to see that.
They would be a power lesbian couple.
I just feel like she would get on my nerves even more. If she got to be like lean into her Katie-isms more, we would have a fucking problem. Like, her attitude and like the smug, that just like bitchy attitude she has, it would just like go through the roof, I think.
You think if she was in a couple like that, she would lean into that personality?
Yes, I do.
Got it. Oh, did you guys see how Rihanna was interviewed and said that, like, she absolutely thought it was Kyle and Morgan were a couple.
Yeah.
Yes. I love that.
We're like, thank you, Rihanna. You just validated every single person. Bravo.
Yeah. You're going to sit on that couch and get pissed off with that chin implant of yours, Kyle. You can't get mad at Rihanna.
Also, in that, back to the sperm bank, I'm getting real tired of Lala with this crap because last episode we have a water tasting. Now we're at a sperm bank. This is her only storyline.
It's a pretty big one. It's a kid.
But, okay, you don't think that her having a party to pick out the sperm donor is kind of like that movie, The Switch, where she has the goddess party for an insemination?
I never saw that.
Oh, my God. It's so good. Jason Bateman, Jennifer Aniston.
I think it would be exciting. You pick out your baby daddy. That's kind of neat. Just for, like, a catalog. I don't know. I'd want to have people over to celebrate.
I just feel like she's pulling those two, but, like, why doesn't she ever show us, like, after going to an AA meeting or talking to a sponsor? Like, OC's True. Done that.
Because it would be a downer. Yeah.
Do we even know that she goes to AA anymore?
Well, she's very self-righteous for someone who's not trying to
Oh, well, yeah, that's for sure.
Alex, you're telling me you would rather see Lala after an AA meeting than her celebrating picking out a sperm donor? Girl, you need to reevaluate your priorities because that is such a downer.
You're talking about jizz.
No.
Like, this no. is, we're all talking about somebody's jizz. That's where I'm we're having the issue.
About the creation of life and the miracle of a baby.
Oh, my God.
No, I think it's hilarious. I think it's exciting. Who wants to share their AA? Fuck that. Who wants to see that? I don't want to see that.
I would rather watch that than watching water. They're drinking water.
But she
water.
Brought that little Swedish man around or wherever he's from.
I'll give you that, Alex. That one was kind of, that was a stretch. A water tasting is a stretch of a storyline.
Beyond stupid, but I just love that little man.
Oh, no, he's adorable. I'm not dragging him by any means.
I do think the sperm storyline is cool. I will side.
Especially because she is being real. Like, she was very open about, like, I feel like I'm letting my...
But she's monetizing on the kid.
I don't see it like that.
Like, how does that... With, like, the Amazon Live, like, oh, she already had a party before it where Katie went to the gender
this
reveal.
This kid will be exposed, for sure.
I mean, all of them are, though, you know?
Ocean can't because Randall didn't agree to it. That's why she's not even on the show.
I mean, I don't think she's having a baby to monetize. That, I think, is the difference. I think if she's fitting it in, because it is her life, and it's reality TV. So if we're going to watch her... live her life, I would rather see that, you know, than a water tasting for sure. But, like, also, I thought she was pretty real.
Both things can be true. Like, she can want this baby, but she can also want the money that will come from having this baby.
Yeah, she's a hustler. But, like, she did say, like, I felt so bad when she said she feels like she let her daughter down because of stupid Randall. So, I don't know. I feel like she's being vulnerable.
But she knew... going in, she was like, oh, we, you know, I basically met him on a casting couch. Oh, we role played being on the casting couch.
She was in denial. You got it. Like, she thought she was just going to laugh her way to the bank with that. And she was young and dumb, honestly.
She's lucky that coronavirus happened because they would be married and it would be a fucking nightmare.
Oh, right.
Like, he'd be controlling her whole life.
Oh, God. I forgot they were engaged.
Yeah. I mean, you can't blame Lala for Randall being a piece of shit. You just can't blame her for that. It's not her fault. She did a bad job picking, but it's not her fault that he's a piece of shit.
Two things can be true.
Yeah, that should be the title of this episode. Two things can be true.
You can like Kyle's mullet while he also looks like a hillbilly. Two things can be true.
Yeah, there you go.
But it's ironic that he looks like the hillbilly because he's not.
Okay, I will say it is Lala's fault for, I feel like she had to know that the riches coming to her from Randall. I don't know. Like, do you think she had an inkling of what she was getting herself into?
I mean, he did win like an Oscar.
Did
for
he?
The Green? Yes, for the Green Book.
For what?
He was producing like. Yeah, he's done. I think he just, it's like a great movie. It's about like race in the South and a white, you know, kind of New Jersey driver driving around a black man.
Yeah.
Because he's like a celebrated concert pianist. So it was really,
I
really
good. I do remember that. I did not realize he was attached to that.
No, it wasn't that one. I'm so wrong. It was The Irishman. I was 1,000% off.
Oh, that was on like straight to Netflix, right?
No, that movie was a big deal, I think, right?
Holy shit, The Green Room had Sir Patrick Stewart in it. What the hell?
But it was The Irishman, so, you know. I was dead wrong. But The Green Book is still a really good movie, so it's worth checking out. So was The Irishman.
I'm looking
so at. So I think that like she met him coming off of that success.
Oh yeah, Randall Emmett did
produce
it. Yeah,
like he was a bigger deal when she met him than he was when she left him. That's for damn sure.
And you know, he dangled the fact of like, oh, I'm producing a movie with Scorsese. Right.
Like
front of
I
her.
Would be impressed.
Yeah.
And I'm old enough to know better.
He did put her in some movies too.
Okay, but I feel like she did know he was married at the time. When he was taken.
Oh, for sure.
That was what she ultimately paid the price for.
But it's a tell as old as time. Men lie. Oh, we're separated. We're getting a divorce. He literally hired a therapist.
She thought
to
she was going to be the one to end up with him. I think that was that was the real thing that she thought she was going to get away with. Where we've gotten so off track. Where were we? I don't know anything more about. We weren't really off track. I'm exaggerating.
I feel like that's pretty much it.
I don't think anything else happened on VPR. Yeah. The Valley.
The Valley's driving me nuts. A regatta gala.
A regatta gala.
A regatta gala.
I just can't with this stupid fight anymore. And I really don't like the pile on Kristen. Like,
I just can't figure out the fight. Like, it's just all he said, she said, hearsay. And I can't follow it because there's too many people I don't know.
Why is Kristen so mad? Why was she saying to Zach, like, I'm so disappointed in you?
Because he lied. He skirted off all blame when he's the one who spread the rumor. Janet said it. Zach heard it, told Kristen. Kristen told Brittany. Then Brittany brought it up because Kristen was pissed off at Jax for inviting Alex to boys' night. Following that was a whole fucking thing.
Wow. I cannot believe you just connected all those dots. Your brain needs a medal right now.
I don't know.
I know.
I don't know because I don't know. It's all I think about. I need to get a job. I need to work harder or something. But I just think it's bullshit. Like, Janet's the one who said it, and she probably meant it, and like was just joking around with Zach. She never thought it would get back to her. Like, it's just really getting on my nerves, and I just feel like they're blaming Kristen because it's easy to. And Janet is getting off scot-free because she's pregnant or something. I don't know. She's married and pregnant. I don't understand, but like, Janet did it.
Janet has some shadiness. There's like some weird shit with like, she did a podcast with Sheena for a little bit. There's like weird entanglements involved and how she like infiltrated the group to get in. There's some weird stuff around Janet that I haven't fully explored, but I might in the next couple days. Depends on how bored I am.
Oh my God. Please do a deep dive so we can discuss, because I would love to know. Just like, Kristen's an easy target because she's reactive and she doesn't have like a husband standing there to back up and yell at her friend. You know what I mean? Like, Luke's there, but none of them respect Luke because he's young and he's new. And
Luke was taking care of Jill, the best dog name ever, Jill.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
I love it when animals are named like regular human names. Like, there are certain names that you can use as like animal names. Some, like, naming your cat Elizabeth doesn't really work very well. I mean, but I do kind of like that sense of irony.
My dog's name is Gordon.
I love that. Oh my God, I love that. See, that's the type of name. That's a good, like, pet name. My sister's family is funny because her son is named Teddy and her dog is named Henry. But a lot of people have it switched.
I love it.
A dog named Teddy and a son named Henry.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I like the name Henry for a little boy more, but
I know. Teddy's, I do too, cute, actually. Yeah.
You need to get her those socks with their photos on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Put the dog in the baby.
That's so cute. Oh, yeah.
And then what happened? Oh, apparently Zach and Kristen called a truce because they talked about it. They got together and figured out Janet is the bitch in this scenario.
Oh, wait. Is that what happened at the end?
No.
I missed
No,
that.
She just said it real fast. She goes, Zach and I are good because we talked last night after the Capri. Capri dinner. The sophisticated dinner. Capri. And so after that, no, it was before that. They talked and I guess that they kind of put everything together and they're like, why is this a thing? Janet said it.
Well, don't you love it when like, two people, like, you know, take it upon themselves to make up so that they don't have a problem with each other, but then they're still like fighting with everyone else, you know? I don't know. I'm just not buying this Luke and Kristen thing. I just think it's weird. I think she's saying she wants to live in LA. He's saying he won't. Like, why is he in LA if he hates LA so much? And why is he on a reality show in LA?
I did laugh real hard when he said, they're only 90% douchebags, though.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, it's better than I thought. Then? It's only 90%.
You know? 100. I don't know. I just can't unsee him as the little boy version of the scary neighbor guy in Home Alone.
Yeah.
Who carried around the salt bucket. That's all I
Yeah,
see.
They're like twins. It's creepy.
Oh, brutal.
Twins. And it's like, what do they call it when a blonde man has a beard? like a flesh beard. Is that what they call it?
I've never heard that.
A flesh beard?
I've heard of like albino, but that's
just like
not
when a blonde
same.
Man has a beard, it just looks like it's all flesh because it's kind of like the color of their skin. That's I don't know. Weird. Maybe I'm making that up. I don't have anything more to say on the valley, personally. I mean, it's all right. It's like not totally capturing my attention. And the stuff with Jackson Brittany, ugh.
Oh my God. He just does not like her at all. You can just tell.
And you can tell when he's like making up these lines of like, my wife deserves so much better. Like, shut the fuck up. We know you're fucking lying.
And be better.
Yeah, right. And the fact that she wants to have sex with him is the most confounding thing that I can fathom.
Yeah, he's definitely not attracted to her anymore. It's that much obvious. But what really bothered me about the valley tonight is this whole like confrontation outside of the gala. And they're sitting there talking and Kristen's like, you know, I shouldn't have like repeated it. And that involved you and that's not fair to you or whatever. And Michelle's like, okay, but I like need some space. Okay. And so her and Jesse are walking off. I mean, Michelle's thanks. I really don't like her,
I love your
but
impression
she,
of her.
You can see her. She's like trying to hold back a laugh when they walk away together. Not even, but just like getting a kick out of somebody crying and having to grovel to you.
Oh, that's kind of like evil vibes. Well, Jesse's for sure evil. I mean,
right? Did you guys catch when he was like, oh, are you cold? And then she's like, yes. And then he doesn't give her
and
the
he
jacket.
He doesn't give her the jacket.
Maybe she didn't want to wear that ugly jacket. Maybe that was it.
I have something wrong with me because I'm like oddly attracted to Jesse. Like, I think
oh,
he's attractive.
No.
I think he's an asshole. But I just think that he is a nice looking man. I don't know what it is because he kind of has that like salt and pepper thing going on.
Before you got to know him, I would have thought he was probably the most attractive. But I would also say the same thing about Jax if we had no idea who he was or what his personality was like.
I've never thought he was hot ever. Even back in his early, I'm just not into that like whole, you know, beefy, like creatine.
But he doesn't like overdo it though.
He did.
I feel like he's just like muscular and yeah.
I don't know. I'm just never. Like, I was like way more into Tom Schwartz in the early days. And as far as like like vibes.
No.
Like.
No.
I just don't. I've never been into like Jax's vibe, even just like before knowing his personality. Also, Danny, there's something about Danny. I think the Crappens boys explain it well, where it's like, you know, in those music videos they used to do where like, or like a horror movie where people just don't, where they just have black eyes.
Yeah.
Like there's no color. Like they were explaining that it looks like he looks freaky because he just has like black eyes.
No soul.
Like there's like, yeah, exactly.
I like him though.
That couple, they are pretty like, they're so perfect. You know?
Janet.
They're just like both attractive.
Oh, Danny. Oh my God. I was thinking, I'm still working out the names. Jason.
Wait, which one's Danny?
The one who does the like zombie movie, zombie noises.
Oh, the voice guy.
Yeah, yeah. He's the one who.
He looks like he's short though.
I think he is a short.
Short King,
King
Spring.
Short King Spring.
Short King Spring.
They're coming out of the woodwork.
It's JT's time to shine. Off.
Yeah. Lord Fourclaw.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like
oh, Summer House, Martha's Vineyard, Foam Party.
Nothing. They gave me nothing. It wasn't bad, but it was like kind of boring. They just argued over house guest.
Right, right. I mean, crack an egg, greatest trampoline game ever. That's all I have to say.
Your parties look fun. I'll give them that. You know what? I do have something to say. I am always weary of the girl who gets naked at the parties. Like, what are you doing? Who's attending? That's such a like pick me vibe. It's so annoying.
She can't keep her clothes on.
She's an odd one.
She's giving pick me.
She's crazy.
Oh,
I
yeah.
like her. She's fun.
Pick me's definitely get pick me's get naked easily.
Right. Like Aaliyah. Like remember Aaliyah? It's kind of funny when they all do it together, like Sonya and Dorinda or whatever. They're just being like silly and
yeah.
bopping around together.
Oh my God, Leah with the tiki torches.
When you're the only one naked in the pool, like what are you doing? What are you doing?
True. That's so true.
You're the only one here.
I mean,
naked.
Amir's Amir's girlfriend would not approve. I mean, they gotta bring Amir's girlfriend on the show. You know, if she has that much energy to like bitch at him from, you know, Texas or wherever she's living.
Yeah, I could bitch at anybody anywhere. I don't know. It's a gift, really.
Also Potomac. And it was just like there was something weird about Chris, Candace's husband, being like, I have never met this woman. Like, he was so emphasizing the met, and I was like, oh, okay, so you DM'd.
Did he send her a picture? Like, I wouldn't be surprised. Chris seems,
that's the implication.
I mean, Candace like does the most, and I feel like Chris could be the type of man who's like easily threatened by that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I could see she's, you know, emasculated him before. So
I mean, look, it's not, I don't want to be like, Candace, you're emasculating a man because you are doing the most and he sucks. Like, that's not fair. But
no, for sure.
I mean,
I just think like the men on these shows can't handle the influx of attention that like thirsty women throw at them just because they're on TV suddenly.
Yeah. A lot of them can't. And they can't resist the hoes that suddenly start contacting them because they see the hot one that he's with, the famous girl, and think, oh my God, if I can get him, then I'm better than the one that's on TV. It's all validation and bullshit. It's crazy.
Show is.
Validation is for parking only.
That's right. Words to live by.
All right. Well, everyone have an amazing week and weekend, and we will talk to you next week. Please find us on Instagram. We are at 600 followers in 3 months or a little over 5 months now? No, 4 months? Damn it, I've lost
track. That's not bad. That's pretty good.
I mean, we didn't buy followers.
We're all legit. They are legit.
We are legit. Bravo Should Be Fun podcast on Instagram. And, oh, who was the account that shouted us out last week, Alex?
Danny Gossip Gal.
Nice. Yeah, yes. Danny Gossip Gal. Check her out. She's cool.
Love her. All right. Well, have a great week, everyone. Bye.
Bye. Bye.